Jimmy, you already started the recorders, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Do the Florida Building Commission's building, structural building, or structural technical advisory committee meeting, I want to remind everybody about keeping yourself muted, but not placing yourself on hold if you're using a phone. Be aware of background noise, and please state your name each time you speak, and please wait until you're offered the opportunity to speak. So, and PAC members, of course, state your name when you make the motions and seconds so that we can record those. With that, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Compton. I see Dave's here. Commissioner Bray. Okay. Cy Farbarden.
Here.
You good? Jamie Gascon. Is Jamie or any, or an alternate for Jamie on? Okay. Michael Garacio.
Present.
And I see Jamie is on. Jamie, I want to mark you as present because your name just popped up.
Yes, I'm here, Jeff. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you, Jamie. Doe Kim.
I'm here.
Funny, even after all these years, I still almost call you Commissioner Kim. Dan Lavage.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. C.W. McComber.
Here.
Okay. Steve Orlowski.
Here.
Very good. Craig Perino. Didn't I see Craig or not? I guess not. Okay. Gordon Thomas.
Here.
Very good. So we have 9 of 11. Let me just double check the two missing, Commissioner Boyer or Craig Perino. All right, well, we have 9 members, so we certainly have a quorum. With that, let's go ahead and proceed with the business of the day. Commissioner Compton, do you want to go ahead and approve the agenda in the meeting minutes? And then I can go take over from there, whatever your preference is. Dave, I see you're not coming through. Is your volume on your device up? Your mic shows that you're on. There you go.
Okay.
Starting to work. Go ahead.
Get a new headset, and I'm having problems with them, so I apologize. All right, so everybody's had a chance to review the agenda. Is there any changes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Lavage, move to approve as posted.
Second?
Jamie, second.
Thanks, guys. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right, next we're going to review the minute meetings from our last meeting. Are there any changes to the minutes? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion?
Lavage, move to approve as posted.
Ask and second.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, motion passes. Jeff, are you going to run us through the rest?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, the purpose of the meeting is to review the submitted errata. The Structural Technical Advisory Committee has 2 submitted. So the way we'll work through it is I'll introduce each one. We'll start with SFBC RAS 127, errata number 1, from Gaspar Rodriguez from Miami-Dade. We'll let the proponent or their designee speak if they'd like to first. We'll take those who are supported from the public, anybody who's opposed to it. 3-minute time limits, as always. We'll come back to the TAC for your recommendation to the discussion or recommendation to the commission vis-a-vis whether to approve the errata. This apparently will take a 2/3 vote since it's a code-related issue and it's a technical advisory committee. The commission, of course, will take a 75% level vote. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. We're starting with SFPC RES 127 from Miami-Dade County, Gaspar Rodriguez, or someone else from Miami would like to speak on this of Gaspar's here. And please unmute yourself. Go ahead.
I can speak for it. Thank you, Jeff, and good morning, Chairman Coffin from TOTAC. Again, this errata, this error was when we adopted ASC 716 into the 2020 code. We ended up in the high velocity hurricane zone. We have some prescriptive tables to help out the contractors figure out the uplift values that they have to achieve. We had two tables with the new ASC requirement. That took a while. We went back and forth on, we had two iterations of the tables because we were still trying to debate how overhangs were dealt with roof coverings. Finally, after a bunch of consultations, we settled it. Somehow or another, when the tables sent to the building commission, one of the tables had the wrong data. It has data for basically structural overhangs, which is not correct. It's not for roof coverings. So this, and there was three typo errors on the zones, labeling the zones. So again, this errata would just replace, fix the three tables that have the typos on the zones. And that one table, table eight that's shown there, that has, it actually has overhang values in there, which we don't use the overhang values for roof covering uplifts. So, and you guys, pretty simple. Okay. It was a mistake. I don't know how the mistake happened, but it did happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaspar. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor of this errata?
Jeff, if I may, Mike Silvers with FRSA.
Sure, Mike, go ahead.
We are in favor of it. We understand the complexities very well of ASC 716. We're dealing with them on a daily basis, so certainly can understand why Miami-Dade had some of the issues that they did. I did want to take a moment to stress how important I think the changes like this. This is the roofing-related changes in front of the structural pack, which maybe it should be in front of both. But it's important for these changes to come in front of the roofing tack so that those members can weigh in, but also so that the folks that watch the roofing tack in particular can help disseminate this kind of information out to the industry once these changes are made. So respectfully request that we watch closely, and any of them that do involve roofing also come before the roofing tack. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody else for the public wish to speak in favor?
Joe Belcher, FRSA.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry, not FRSA, FHBA. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Boy, it's going to be a long day for me, I can tell that right now.
You got to get your acronyms right.
in support, just one of the rides in support of the RATA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoa.
All right, anybody else in the public want to speak in favor? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, hearing none, I'm going to go to the TAC for discussion and or a motion.
Laverich move to approve errata number one.
Gaskin, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. I just want to double check. We haven't had any TAC members join since roll call, which would either be Commissioner Boyer or Craig Prino, correct? Okay. So on a 9-0 unanimous vote. Very good. Let's move on to the next one, which is SFPCB, Chapter 20, errata number 2, submitted by Joe Belcher. Joe, go ahead and give us your overview.
Okay, good morning again. Thank you. Speaking for the Aluminum Association of Florida.
when we initially looked at all this, we did not think, we consulted with Tim Reinhold. Dr. Reinhold at that point did not think we were going to have to make any changes to the tables because we had done, it was based on testing and calculations that were done off that testing. As we got into it, once we realized, at the beginning, we didn't want to spend a lot of money on it because we weren't real sure if ASC 716 was going to be adopted. But once we got into the process and it became apparent that it was, we got into it and hired Dr. Reinhold, and we did find that the uplifts for the solid roof panels would have to be modified. I did submit that, and to this day I can't figure out why I submitted it as a general comment rather than alternate language. I was pointing out an error, and just I guess in my mind I assumed that since I was pointing out an error, it would be accepted, but I did not submit the alternate language. So we're here to correct that error. It's the table is 2002.2.4 and .4A. I think it's 2002.2, is it, or 4? Your screen is so big I can't see. Okay, all I got is the bottom rows. Anyway, the two tables are on what I submitted. So
it's 2002.4 is one, and 2002.4A is the other.
The other one, yeah, exactly. And they're uplist for solid pressure where we have a solid roof panel. That's the only changes we had to make to those tables. And I'll just be here for any questions if you have any questions.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joe. Anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the proposed errata?
Mike Silver, Zephyr SA, in support.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody else?
Manny Oyola, Eagle Roofing Products, in support.
Very good, Manny. Anybody else? Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Hearing none, we'll go to the TAC for your action.
Leverage, move to approve.
Go, Kim. All right, so we have a motion and a second from Leverage and Go, Kim. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous on a 9-0 vote. Is there any other public comment? Or any other comment? Otherwise, Commissioner Compton, I look to you, sir, to adjourn the meeting.
Hey, Jeff, this is Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
Hey, good morning. I just want to inform the committee that the 2021 ICO changes now has been posted on our code mod page with mainly the tracking charts and the detail report. And this is really what the documents that you guys would be reviewing during your meeting in September, October. So just to let you know that the information is available at this point. Thank you.
This is Manny again with Eagle Roofing Products, and I'm the chair of the FRSA Code Subcommittee. Again, this is another one of those items that's in here that should also have been included in the roof deck. And I couldn't get my mic working earlier. I did want to also support Gaspar in Miami-Dade and thank them for updating this as quickly as they did. Thank you.
Sure. Is there any other public comment? Very good. Commissioner Compton, I'll turn it to you.
Leverage, quick question.
Good.
Have you finalized the location and date for the next structural TAC meeting?
Yes. The location, actually, I did send a mass email yesterday, which has in it also the schedule for the meetings with the specific location, but the location will be in Orlando. So if you see the email that we sent yesterday, you should have the information. If not, okay, I'll be glad to meet you then.
That's the Sheraton North?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mo. And that's October 5th?
For the meeting for the structural TAC, I think you're correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All
Well, then we stand adjourned. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.